And right now at 8:51, it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It is a little foggy. You're right. We have a lot of fog out there from portions of Illinois and Indiana straight northward into the Great Lakes region. A lot of contrast in air mass temperatures is responsible for all of the fog. And as we go forward through the day today, we're going to see these temperatures that are fairly warm this morning warm up even more. It'll be a wonderful afternoon. We expect to see the afternoon temperatures rising significantly, and 60 and 70 degree temperatures will be fairly common across the lower Midwest. We'll see some 50s across the north. There may be some temperatures over 80 degrees as far north as parts of southeastern Missouri and western Kentucky, so it's not too far away. And this is as warm as it's going to get for a little while, though we do expect to see somewhat of a cool-off take place as we move forward through the balance of the week. But tomorrow will still be a good day. 60-degree temperatures will be fairly common across the region. And as we move into Thursday and Friday, we'll see cooler air move from north to south across the region. Temperatures on Friday afternoon will be limited to the 40s across the northern and central parts of the Midwest and 50s near the Ohio River. So all good things come to an end, I suppose. But it could be worse, so we should be thankful for what we have. The low temperatures at night are expected to drop down below freezing eventually. This will occur over the weekend. We're watching those colder temperatures fairly closely. I think there's a fairly good chance that we'll see frost and freezes occurring south into parts of the northern delta, the Tennessee River Basin area, and portions of the interior southeast. And some of the wheat crop down in those southern areas may be just far enough along that it could be nipped a little bit. And we don't think there's going to be a production cut necessarily, but we'll need to watch real closely. The reports on crop progress in the region are not very conclusive at this point in time. Well, in the meantime, though, we do not see a lot of precipitation coming up, and all that flooding going on down in the Delta is going to continue, but there's not any large storm system slated for that region over this next 10 days, and at least for a week. Let's do it that way. It would be safer to do that. But because there's no new precipitation, the flooding is not going to get any worse. We'll see the rivers crest here over the next few days, and then we'll start a long process of receding that flood water out of the region. There will be a couple of weak weather systems showing up in the second week of the two-week outlook. At this point, though, there doesn't look to be a big soaking. We'll watch real closely for something to occur, not only in the Delta, but also throughout the Midwest, sometime around the 23rd or 24th of this month. And once it goes through the region, we'll see some more drier weather for a short period of time. The situation in South America continues to be very good. We expect to see Argentina have only one rain event coming up over the next 10 days. That rain event is expected later this week, Thursday, into Friday. And we'll get enough precipitation out of it to set back field work for a couple of days, but they'll get right back at it shortly thereafter. The temperatures in Argentina will be slightly warmer bias for a big part of the next 10 days. It's really a very good environment. If you're looking for a reason for them to have a problem with their crop, don't be looking there any longer because conditions are really quite good. And in Brazil, improving conditions there are likely as well. It's very wet in the soil across the center south and center west crop areas after weeks of abundant precipitation. But things are changing now. We're going to see drier weather occur in Brazil. Not absolute dryness, but a good pattern of alternating sunshine and periods of light rainfall, and temperatures will be seasonable. So we should see improving harvest weather across that country as well. So in general, it looks like North and South America are doing very well, and overseas further, it doesn't look like there's many problems. China's looking very good, and most of Europe is finally getting a break from all their excessive moisture as well. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us, taking a look at the agricultural weather.